Well, good morning, everybody. Nice to see you. Really great to have you here with us this morning on a beautiful Easter day. Oh, dear me. I'm wrecking everything now. Yeah. Yeah. Happy Easter. Christ is risen. Yeah. Amen. We're doing a series on, which we've actually called it Wholehearted. That's what we've called it, Wholehearted. And if you like, a subtitle is Fully Devoted Followers of Christ. Fully Devoted Followers of Christ. And Mark last week did a fantastic opening talk for us. If you haven't heard it, it's available on the podcast. It's available on our website. Have a look at it. It's a fantastic start. And I was really wondering what I'm going to say today to follow that, really. But I want to read from Philippians chapter 3, if you've got your Bibles. I'm going to read from the Amplified. It's just a little bit loud. Max is coming out of my ears. Yeah, I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible, for those who don't know, is basically a translation of the Bible, and basically what they've done is they've sort of just sort of emphasized various parts of it. They've emphasized it even more, given a few more adjectives, a few more verbs, really to make it, you know, really more positive. So this passage of scripture in Philippians chapter 3, reading at verse 7 to 14. I'm actually reading from the Amplified, so as you follow it, it might be difficult to follow, but it just gives an emphasis to what we're talking about here and being wholehearted. It says, "For my determined purpose is that I may know him," that's Jesus, "that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which he exerts over believers, and that I may also share his sufferings, to be continually transformed in spirit unto his likeness, even to his death, in the hope that if possible, I may obtain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead, even while in the body. Not that I have now attained this ideal or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of, to grasp and make known that for which Christ Jesus, the Messiah, has laid hold of me and made me his own." Powerful, isn't it? There's something there that's saying that resurrection of Jesus affects us here and now. Yeah. Verse 10 in the NIV says, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection." That's for you and me right now. We can tap into that power, the power of the Holy Spirit that Sam talked about there before, the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Also, we can have access to that power. And then in Romans chapter 8, reading in the NIV, it says this. In verse 5, it says this. "Those who live according to the flesh," that's your own self, you're living towards yourself. "Those who live according to themselves have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. Their mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace." Yeah. Basically what it's saying there is if you're just living your life for yourself, then the end product is just death. But if you're living in the Spirit, then it's a life of life and peace. Doesn't mean you won't have any problems, but it means you can overcome those problems. "The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It doesn't submit to God's laws, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realms of the flesh cannot please God." We only have to look at the world and see the mess it's in, don't we? Everyone pleasing himself instead of pleasing God. But it says this, "You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh. You are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life
because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Wow! Should we say that again? But if Christ lives in you, as he does, then even though your body is subject to death, and we know that, I know that, I'm getting older and older and older, my knees, my arms, my eyes, my ears, yeah, my hair. You know what I mean? No need to laugh. You could say, oh no, Dave. Even though your body is subject to death because of sin, and that's what sin does, yeah? And that's why people do die. That's why the world is in corruption, because of sin within the world, yeah? Man's sinfulness, yeah? So even it's all because of that. The Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, is he? Yes, he is, yeah? He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, brothers and sisters, ooh, hang on, there's a catch. This is where the catch comes, guys. There's a bit of a catch. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. Ooh, we don't like that word. We don't like that. No, no, no. Ooh, hang on. Ooh, no, no. We have an obligation, but it's not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Ooh, it's hard to take it in. It's so true, but so often, and we know we succumb, yeah? We succumb, yeah? We mess up, yeah? We make mistakes, we get things wrong. And we know, I don't need to be told that I've done something wrong. I don't need to know when these little things here have seen something they shouldn't have done, and it gets into your mind and it dwells on your mind and you can't shake it off, yeah? Or this little thing has said something it shouldn't have said, and you know, I know. I don't need someone to tell me, which often it does, by the way. Others do, sorry. I won't say who is, Chris. Oh, she's not here today. But she might, she's in the kids' chair. She might listen to the podcast. But I don't need to be told. Bang. I don't need to be told. I know when I mess up. Yeah. But, and I know when to shake it off. I don't want it. Say, oh, I'm sorry about that. I messed up. You know, I didn't want, and some things only a few people know about. Yeah. I don't need to be told because God's Spirit witnesses with my spirit, yeah? But that's only the small part because I have got the Spirit of the risen Christ within me, yeah? The Spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead is living in me. He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. And it's not just for now, it's for eternity. It's for eternity. Because he lives, I will live also. It's only because of the life and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ that I can live, and I can say here today that I will live, not just for now, but for eternity, yeah. You know, we're not far away, we're in the middle of two groups in this, where we are now, right, who would say certain things, but they wouldn't say that Jesus was 100% God. If Jesus wasn't 100% God, the Son of God, then it's a waste. It's an absolute waste of time, yeah. This wasn't just an ordinary man. This wasn't just, you know, someone who was a God or part of God. This was the Son of the living God who gave his life so that you and me could be forgiven for our sins and could live forever. The Bible says this well-known verse, and we all know it, John 3:16. We see it on T-shirts, you see it all over the place. But it's the biggest truth the world could ever hear. For God so loved the world. For God so loved, put your name in there. For God so loved me. He gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And that's the choice today, guys. That's the choice. It's take it or leave it. And Jesus isn't here today with a Kalashnikov in front of you saying, come on, believe in me or else. No, it's a free choice. That's why his arms were outstretched on the cross, I believe, because he's saying to the world, look, it's for you. It's a free choice. I'm giving myself wholly on that cross for you, for the sin of the world. I'm taking the punishment you deserve, that I deserve, because I love you. There's an old hymn, it says this, there was no other way. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. See, Jesus had to be 100% pure, 100% holy, without sin. It had to be a sinless sacrifice. That's why in the Old Testament you read about them bringing sacrifices, and it had to be a newborn lamb, pure. Yeah, they couldn't bring one with a bent ear. You know, I'll get rid of that one on the sacrifice because, you know, I want to get shut of that. It's got a bent ear, I'll put it in. No, no, no. Yeah. Can't do that. It's pure, holy. And that's why, that's an illustration of Jesus, 100% pure. There was nobody else that could do it. It was no good saying to Peter, you know, you take my place. That wouldn't have done. Or all the disciples could have been crucified. It wouldn't have done. There was nobody good enough. Only Jesus could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. And it was not just for you and me. It was for the whole world. Jesus gave himself 100% wholehearted. In the garden, he prayed, not my will, but yours be done. Yeah? He was willing, and he gave himself 100%. So what's our response to that today? What are we going to do with it? Another hymn says this. It says, love, so amazing, so divine. Somebody's phone's going. Love, so amazing, so divine. Demands. Remember that obligation we had to use before? We don't really like obligations. We don't like it, but it demands. My soul, my life, my all. Another song. All of my ambitions, hopes and plans, I surrender them. It's not an easy thing to surrender, is it? I give up. I surrender them to your will. Jesus, a little bit for Jesus. Jesus, when it suits me, for Jesus. Jesus, when I need you, I'll call on you. Jesus, when it's getting tough, I'll call on you. No, Jesus, all, everything. Jesus, all for Jesus. All I am and ever hope to be. Adrienne quoted a great phrase there. She said when she spoke before, she said, don't be a fan. There's plenty of fans of Jesus, isn't there? You know, I know about him, I like him a little, you know, but you can't just be a fan, you know what I mean? You know, we've got a few Everton supporters here, you know what I mean? Don't ask me how they're fans of Everton, but they are, you know? How can you possibly just be a fan, yeah? But I know what it means to be a fan of Liverpool, and Liverpool almost used to rule my life. I was watching a video clip this week on Facebook of the Kop in 1964. They were singing She Loves You. Have you seen it? I posted it on Facebook. I was there. You know, up and down, and whoa, it was, you know what I mean? That's when I was a fan, and nothing mattered. Copping off school, you know. I copped off school loads of times to go and watch Liverpool because you had to be there early to get in, yeah? You never even thought about it because I was after it. But, you know what I mean? What for, though? You know. It still means a lot to me, but you know what I mean? It's not life and death. That's being a fan. But I want to be a follower of Jesus, do you? I want him to have all of me. There's an old song which I was going to play, but it's a bit old and, you know, it's a bit dated, but it's called Casual Christian by a group called DeGarmo and Key. You might be able to listen to it on YouTube. But it says this, I don't want to be a casual Christian. I don't want to live a lukewarm life. We know the verse in the Bible where it says, if you're lukewarm, God says he's going to spew you out of my mouth. God's real, you know. You wouldn't think there was a word like spew in the Bible, would you? But there is. Yeah? God's going to spew you out of his mouth because you're no good if you're just lukewarm. What's the point in being lukewarm? We need to live wholeheartedly, don't we, in the resurrection power of Jesus. Today, guys, what are we going to do? Are you holding back or are you going to give 100%? There's an obligation on each of us today. You've got a choice. What is your choice going to be? There's a prayer here this week, which one of the street pastors passed on to me. It's actually by a lady called Teresa of Avila. I don't know who that is. Maybe Karen might know that from her Catholic days way back. But I don't know. But you know about it. You know it is, Hannah, do you? Right, it's a long time ago. Hey, you are. You studied it, all right. Well, she obviously knew something, because this is the prayer she said, and it just challenged me. It says this, it says, Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Yours are the only hands with which he can do his work. Yours are the only feet with which he can go around the world. Yours are the only eyes with which his compassion can shine on a troubled world. Christ has nobody now on earth but you. Ooh. Let's just pray for a minute. That's a big challenge. That where I go, where I mix, where I live, I'm the only one who can make a difference. If things have got a bit sloppy for you, if you've got a bit casual, now's the time to say, Lord, no, I want to put you back in the center. I want that resurrection power in my life. I want to be 100% for you. If this morning you've never really asked Jesus to come into your life, you've never really known what it means, today that cross is still available. The power of the cross is still available. God so loved you that he gave Jesus. If you'd have been the only one, he'd have done it for you. And there's a space in heaven for you as well, if you'll come to him and say, Lord Jesus, yeah, I just don't understand it. Got questions. Can't work it out. But I recognize, yeah, you did it for me. Don't miss that opportunity. And welcome him into your life. It's a sad indictment, but there's going to be a lot of spaces in heaven, because people have not taken up their rightful place that Jesus bought for them at Calvary. But hell's going to be overflowing with people who just couldn't be bothered, turned their back, said, not for me. It's a free choice. Lord, I just pray today that for each one of us, wherever we are, that we just recognize, Lord, our need of you. Recognize, Lord, that, yeah, you did it all. You were the only one that could take away my sin. And Lord, that affects the way that we live. And Lord, we don't want to just hold anything back. We want to be 100% for you. Forgive us, Lord, when we mess up. Forgive us, Lord, when we get sloppy. Forgive us, Lord, when we get casual. And Lord, yeah, help us to make those obligations, Lord, and say, yeah, I'm going to follow you, Lord, come what may. I'm going to be wholehearted for you, because you've done it all for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to...